Hello everyone, and welcome to RuneScape Radio. I'm your host, Joe McFlab, and let's start this out. First segment, which would be the updates. A new quest came out called The Void Stares Back, and this is apparently the second part in a Void Knight quest. There's two quests, and this is the second one. So, I'm not really sure what this quest is about, but I know you get 50 commendations, or whatever you want to call them, once you finish it. And you need 80 magic, 78 attack, 78 strength, 71 fire making, 70 construction, 70 crafting, 70 smithing, 55 summoning, 10 defense. Completed a void dance and completed the conquest tutorial. And a combat level of 100 plus is recommended. And, I don't think I'll be able to do that one anytime soon. But it gives you a sword called the Corus's sword or whatever. I can't really pronounce it. It's like Corus's sword or something. Anyway. So, what else they have added is the deflect curses now work properly on the Armadil boss, Kree. Obviously, it would just say, screw this, I'm not gonna pay attention to your deflect curses. But now they work. Quick option added to the prayer altars in Daemonhigh, or whatever, where you can restore your prayer points instantly. You can do it in combat. You'll now arrive closer to the Blood Altar when traveling there via Abyss. The login screen's changed for the 50th time. And they add a confirm message when you dismantle your God Sword. I don't get why they'd do that. It's kinda useless, but I guess they did it because they wanted to. So yeah, let's move on to emails. Alright, the emails. So let's go into my email account. AskJoeMcFlab@hotmail.com, AskJoeMcFlab@hotmail.com. Subject. Okay, a shout out. Hey, my RuneScape name is Wild Dog, no space. This is just a shout out for my 99 wood cutting in a few weeks. So, wow, that's awesome. By the way, what's your RuneScape name? Add me. I say it in every single episode. It's Joe space Mick space Flab. J-O-E space M-C space F-L-A-B, you are added, and yeah, so that was the next segment. I'm just gonna keep this music here and move on to item. The item of the episode is Swamp Lizard. The Swamp Lizard can be used as flamethrowers, which are really cool, and I've been hunting them right now, because I'm wanting to get my hunter up. Right now it's 36, it's really bad. So that's why I'm trying to get it up. So if you guys wanna, see me, I'm gonna be hunting for a while. But, I'm gonna be possibly Moltmire Swamp. Just join my clan chat and I'll tell you where I am. Sorry guys, I have ran out of music, so I'll just keep this music here for the guide of the episode. Okay, so the guide of the episode is setting net traps and catching swamp lizards, of course, which is what I'm doing right now. So, the best place to catch them, or probably the only place to catch them, is in Moltmire Swamp. You're going to need, I'd say, three ropes and three small fishing nets. go to a place and it has sort of a part of a square. It's like the first line, like a line down, a line to the right. That part of the square of young tree saplings or something like that. And then you set up your trap and then they walk into it and they're about 2k a piece. And then you catch it and you get 155 hunter experience. And that's what I'm doing right now. So yeah, almost 37 hunter. Probably gonna be getting at least 43 to 50. So I will see you people later.